Conversation. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles. Let's talk about breasts.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. That was just to get everyone's attention.
Yeah, I guess.
We're not going to talk about it. I just thought I'd get your
attention. That'd get my attention. There you go.
For all the first-time listeners. You know.
Yeah. Nothing better than get people's attention than talk about boobs, right?
Yep. Yeah. But we're not going to.
What is this, like a Monty Python skit?
Sorry, we're doing something completely different.
But I'm not going to talk about breasts.
Breasts.
No, we're not. Quit looking. Okay. It's like a Monty Python thing or something.
Yeah.
So how you doing tonight here?
I'm good, yeah. Good. Happy Easter to you.
That's true. It is Easter evening here.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Sunday evening. Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody popped up on the radar here. It's Easter evening here. We're comparing our kids' take here.
Right.
Is your kids getting candy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, yeah. What kind of candy do they like?
Or
what do they get, I guess?
I don't know. Just different.
More to the point. They like M&M's? Or they get, well, do you have any idea what they got?
No,
or?
I wasn't really involved in that part of it. So I was more
involved in the eating. So what kind did they get?
No, I don't know. I really don't know. I didn't take part in it.
Well, what did you eat today out of your kids' baskets?
I had nothing. I didn't have any.
Are you serious?
No, I honestly did not. I will swear on your mother's eyes.
Oh, no, jeez.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, well.
No, I didn't, honestly.
I was just curious.
No.
We had M&M's and little peanut butter eggs.
Chocolat.
Had some of those. I had some those big Whopper eggs. I just love those.
Did you get your son the big cup? Or?
No big cup with nuts. No, okay. I did not. Yeah. Right. I don't know if they still made it. It's limited time only, you know. So it might be out by now. Right. I don't know.
Right.
So, no.
Yeah.
No, he got a DS game called Spyro something. A little dragon thing.
Oh, a little purple.
Yeah, dragon. A little purple dragon. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
We've been trying to play that today. It makes no sense. Of course, he comes to me again. You know, I've talked about this before. He comes to me after all the instructions are gone, so therefore.
He dripped up in the whole thing.
I'm grasping at straws as to what we're supposed to be doing, so.
Daddy,
help me, and then it's like, I don't
know. How do you kill?
I have no idea what we're doing here. So
I don't know, son.
I'll play. I'll give it a shot.
3 hours later.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That was today's thing.
That was your Easter.
That was Easter.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big
My kids
Easter
got
day.
Legos. They did. We're doing Legos today.
Yeah, we didn't get Legos. We got some
Playmobil
stuff. Yeah.
I love
Legos. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I like Legos.
Yeah.
True. True.
Yeah.
Like the Legos.
There you go.
I used to have a Lego phone. It really worked and everything. But
really?
Yeah, I did. In college, yeah, I had a Lego phone.
Well, you kind of helped that company. I never saw that.
Well, it was out. It was around.
I don't recall seeing that.
Though. I don't think I ever let you use my phone because that was the heyday of the 900 number, so therefore it was...
I didn't really use my phone a lot, though, in college. So no one was really calling me, and I wasn't calling them.
No. Go figure. I never would have figured that. Yes.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, really, I didn't know that. See, you're opening up to me tonight. I didn't even know that
please.
About you.
With the opening and all that business.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you about something. I was at this it was like what?
The NAMBLA convention?
No. No.
You were not at the NAMBLA convention.
No.
Okay.
Well, actually it was at that science thing, but I went to get lunch one day.
Yeah.
And you know, they have these I don't know how you can get any lower than fast food, but they do at these convention centers.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they have what is essentially pseudo fast food. I mean, it's not McDonald's, it's not Burger King, it's not, you know, any of that stuff. And so you go up there and they have like, you know, four or five choices, you know.
Right.
So you can get, and it usually doesn't have anything that's conventional, you know what I mean? It's like you can get a pickle.
Yeah.
Or you can get like a whole sandwich, or you can get like a bag of chips.
The pickle spear.
Yeah, or yeah, or you can get
it sometimes called.
Yeah, the spear. Or you can get like, you know, two flavor a drink, you know what I mean?
Right.
They're always so limited and crappy, it's just beyond words. And then they cost so much. It's just crazy. So I go up there and the only thing they have is a cheddar cheeseburger.
And you are somewhat of a finicky.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
No fries or anything, right? You can get like a hot dog, a cheddar cheeseburger, or like, you know, cotton candy or something like that. It's just some weird combination. They all cost like $10 a piece.
Oh. Oh, shit. What?
No, it was like $6 or $7 though,
yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
So I go up there and I go, can I get, you know, I'll get up there and I'm, you know, the spanner in the works, as it were.
Yeah.
Can I get the cheddar cheeseburger without the cheese? And anything else.
Oh, God.
I just want the burger.
Does not
and I swear, this lady...
Does not compute.
Shot
does
me not. The look of, you know, evil.
Exterminate.
She's, you know, she's like head down at the cash register. They only got 5 things to push, for Christ's sake. You think she can memorize the whole goddamn thing.
The alarms go off like...
She's got her head down looking at the 5 keys, you know what I mean? And I say that, and she tips her head back and looks at me like, you son of a bitch.
Oh, you ruined it, pal.
Do you know how hard it's going to get to be to get Earl back there to figure out no cheese?
Yeah, don't put the cheese on it.
It's like you I could go to McDonald's, and there's, you know, a bunch of snot-nosed kids working, and you can give them something like that, and it's no big deal, right?
Right.
But then they got a bazillion keys in front of them because they got everything from a McRib to a, you know,
sure.
pie on that cash register. It's all, like, pictogrammed, and so the cash register's huge.
Right.
This lady's got, like, 5 fucking things to remember.
Oh, no.
She gives me this look, like, you know, who the hell do you think you are?
How about just some cotton candy?
I didn't back... Yeah, how about some cotton candy? I didn't back down. I gave her the stare back, you know what I mean? Because I was like, I've been standing around all day. I'm going to get me a hamburger.
Right.
And with nothing else, by the way.
Why
so.
Couldn't you just have the cheeseburger, though?
I don't want the cheese because the cheese gets down inside. These things are like frozen in like Australia, right?
Yeah. Right.
It's all kangaroo meat and like wombat and shit like that.
Right.
And then they freeze it there and it's got all these little dimples in it.
Uh-huh.
And they ship it on a boat for like 6 months. So then you got this this frozen.
You're really making it not appealing.
Well, it really isn't, but you get hungry. I mean, you know.
And you have to pay for all the tariffs and stuff.
Right, that's why it's like $6.
Yeah.
And then they get it here, and so when you put that cheese on there, it all gets down in all those little holes. And I can't scrape it off.
You know what they call a cheeseburger
yeah.
in Australia. Whatever the hell, in France or something.
Kangaroo.
Fromage.
They call it a kiwi.
Yeah.
So I can't get the cheese off of there, right?
Right.
And I'm like, they put the cheese on. The cheese is not on the frozen patty.
Uh-huh.
The pre-cooked frozen patty that they stick in the microwave or whatever the hell they do with it. And I'm like, just don't put the cheese on. You know what I mean?
Does not compute.
So she gives me the look of evil, you know, evil and everything. And then she turns around. And then, of course, like they had – it's like tiered – retards or something there.
Yeah.
It's like she has to go to the supervisor who then makes a decision whether or not we can't do the cheese. Well, thank goodness that she, you know, agreed and said, nah, no cheese, fine, whatever.
Okay, we can do that, sir, but please don't tell anyone else about this.
Exactly. But the look I got was like sheer, you know, meanness.
It was terror.
And the worst thing is, like I was saying, the McDonald's has the snot-nosed kids and everything. But, I mean, these people are old people. They're like, they should be like, they're like older than me. And I'm like, this is it? And no wonder they're so pissed off.
They're on death's door, man.
This is the career choice, you know, food service at the convention center.
It's your fault that they picked it. Yeah.
They got 5 things to remember. They can't keep them all in their head. I swear they're all like head trauma patients or something, you know? I'm like, what? Who?
It is, sounds so unappealing. I'm not even hungry usually.
Well, I'm sure I got spit on.
Oh, you're going to get it all right, my
yeah.
friend.
Ooh.
You're going to get a little special something.
Yeah, I didn't ask for any sauce. Yeah. See, if you get it plain, you know if I got spit on. That's the other thing, you know.
Put it between your cheeks.
Well, I don't know, but it was just... It seems like those places are so goddamn slow at the convention center. It's
right.
Like you think they could hire somebody, you know. And then the there was the manager lady that was there at the thing, and then there was another manager guy standing off in the wing. It's like they got so much management. Why don't they get them out of here doing something?
Sir, we're still going to have to charge you the $10, though, for the cheese. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Broaden the menu a little bit, for
so,
Christ's sake.
Just so you know.
Yeah, you want what? Yeah.
That cheese is very expensive from Australia, sir.
So that was my, you know, my yeah. big thing there. Between all the book signings and everything, couldn't get a goddamn piece of meat with no cheese on it.
I just want some meat in my mouth with no cheese.
You think if they're killing the thing, you wouldn't milk it before you kill it and turn it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
It's a little mean, isn't it? It's kind of like, you know, the whole putting your eyes up your ass or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
What's up with you? What's going on with you?
I have realized how incredibly jealous I am of your life.
Because of the cheese?
Of your whole existence, yeah. I've realized now.
Why would you be jealous of my life?
What a great life you have and how much mine sucks. I just, like...
Well, I don't know where you got that idea.
I rarely have to go to business meetings, you know, because the adult bookstore I work for, you know. They
right.
I do work for a place.
Jimmy's G's and T's, is that what it is?
Yeah, the Gap sends me to places. And I had to go to Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines. And I got stuck. It was like held at this big-ass restaurant.
Yeah.
I got stuck at a table full of nothing but women.
Well, why that sounds like it'd be pretty good.
No.
Why?
It was hell.
You're pretty
No.
You're pretty gay. I mean, really. You probably got along pretty well with all these chicks.
No, there was no gayety to it. There was all 100% macho man. Male.
You or the women?
The women. No. I get there. I get there late. I like to get places late.
That's
it happens. So I get stuck at a table with nothing but women.
That's your usual there. I'm late.
I'm there with like 9 women. I'm like, oh.
Sorry, I just spent the last half hour in the bathroom crapping out my breakfast. Sorry.
And this isn't like Pam Anderson women either. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
For the men listening, this isn't like I'm meeting with Pam Anderson. This
right.
Like people that would do stuff for Pam Anderson, you know, like.
Like what? Like they're her helpers or something?
They look like Anna Nicole's helper on that show, Anna Nicole's helper. Yeah, they all look like
they all smoking?
No, but it's all wedding talk, first of all. It's you know what that's like. I'm like,
Getting a wax, they're talking about getting their lip waxed or what?
No, it wasn't even interesting. It was just so boring. I couldn't even fake attention. You know?
Oh, really? See, what I usually do is, whenever I've been in those situations, is I usually try to spice it up for myself. For instance, I was trying to convince this one woman who was getting married talking like that.
Yeah.
To have her wedding on Halloween and have everybody dress up.
No.
So I was like going on and on about how great it would be to have a Halloween wedding.
No.
I think she was pretty mad at me about that.
I ran into Bridezilla, basically, and I made one joke and I got shot down pretty quickly. So then after that, it was just like, it's like, I'm getting married to my baby's, my baby's daddy in June or something or whatever the fuck it was. I'm like.
There's a song. Like, who dad is? My baby's daddy.
Or I don't know what the fuck it was, but I'm just like, oh, so you got 2 months to live.
Oh, yeah.
I love saying that joke.
Yeah.
Oh, silence. Silence around the table. We're in love, and it ain't like that. Okay? I'm like, oh, I'm going to throw up.
Dead girl walking.
Yeah, so now it's like, now it's gone from that to talking about how everyone's on a diet, which I hate hearing about.
Like, well, looking at you, you know what I mean?
Fuck, I don't want to hear this. I don't. They all go to Whale Watchers, you know. I'm like, I don't give a shit. I really don't.
I think it's that kind of attitude that really gets you.
I don't. And they're all like, yeah, I'm watching it for the wedding. I don't want to. I'm like, okay. I mean, she didn't look.
Hey, you fat guy, why don't you eat that last potato skin before I eat it?
Well, they bring in the food, and it's kind of served like family style, I guess is what it's called.
Oh, you're at a meeting, meal meeting thing?
Yeah. All right. You got fed too, and it was like,
wow. Is it chicken? Because I hate that. God, I hate chicken.
It was a little bit of chicken, yeah. There was a couple things to choose from. And
you didn't go, I had the kosher meal.
I wasn't going to give away any more jokes after that. When one joke gets shot down, you know, I don't keep going.
Gene goes do something like, hey, ladies, you're looking at the fattest vegan here in the place.
Yeah. So I take, like, a helping of a little bit of everything, right?
Oh, they had it on your table. I see, yeah.
Yeah, and it was brought to the table, and then, like, 10 people had to share.
Oh, God, yeah.
A couple, three things to eat, basically. Right.
Now you're all dipping in this. Oh, it just makes me. It's sick enough to eat at those banquets, let alone having to dip into the same bowl.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, well, ladies first, here you go. So I get back to me. And I just have, you know, because I have a lot of bathroom issues, so I only have, like, one helping. As you know, I do have some bathroom issues. You know?
I don't want the salmonella. Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's like a shark feeding frenzy on this manicotti. Arr, arr, arr. I'm like, oh my God, it's like wild dogs going at it. I'm like, jeez, holy crap. You know, all the whale watchers have suddenly, you know, let's go back for seconds and thirds. We're like, arr,
got any more of that bread?
Like, give me some more.
It's free lunch, man. Free lunch.
I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. So now
I hate banquets.
That gets done, and they're like, well, does anyone want to see the dessert menu? Oh, my God. Holy cow.
Oh, my.
I'm the only one at the table not getting dessert, though, you know.
Really?
Because I was just like, oh, okay. Because I'm not a hypocrite, you know. I'm like, okay, I know what I am, you know. I'm like, no, I'm not. I didn't go on and on about being on a diet. You know, like, no.
Right.
I'm not.
Although,
everyone's loading up on the triple chocolate, you know, brownies.
Well, I guess since I'm here, I might as well.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, okay. I'm like, whatever, you know. It's like, but, you know, it's like, I don't know. I was like, I was so jealous of you, because at least at your meeting, you have at least an opportunity or a chance to meet someone interesting, like, you know, Bill Nye or Buzz Aldrin or Sally Ride.
It doesn't happen at every one of them, but yeah.
I know, but I've got nothing. I've got absolutely nothing. I got nowhere to go. There's like, you know, you're trapped. You know, you're trapped there the whole day.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like,
I usually try to lay low most of the time, but, you know.
I hate my life. I was just sitting there. I was like, I hate my life. God, please, let me choke on a chicken bone. Jesus.
Now, you're more than likely to get food poisoning from a banquet like that.
Oh, I know. I could only get so lucky.
How long have these au gratin potatoes been sitting out?
I got diarrhea!
So did you get diarrhea from your banquet there?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I did not get sick from the food. It was, you know, food was okay. It was great.
So did you learn anything? Was it like a learning thing? Where you
had to
learn something?
I never want to go to another freaking meeting again, man. I never want to do it again, man.
Well, I think you need to get, you know, you need to strike up a conversation.
First of all, I want to get to a meeting early where I can sit with some men, first of all.
Okay? Oh.
Some men.
Come on.
Have some man talk, okay?
I'll sit there and talk wedding. I don't care.
I couldn't even fake it, though. You know, sometimes you can fake it. Like, oh, that's a really cool idea. Wow, a DJ, cool. Yeah, that's really original, you know. And at a wedding, wow, a DJ, cool. You know, like, you know, I guess sometimes you can fake it, I suppose. But I was like, who gives a rat's ass?
Well, see, there you go. I think that's the difference. So.
I think we're going to do the electric slide. I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't even. Who care? Please.
Electric slide.
I see divorce court and this whole thing coming up.
Wow. Well, so you made some new friends then.
Yeah, believe me. Oh, my God. Please.
So nice of you to make new friends there at your banquet.
I know. Yeah, some banquet. Banquet from hell.
Lose any fingers during the melee there?
Talk about the Last Supper, man. Jeez. Last Supper ever want to eat with a bunch of frickin' women, man. Jesus.
Wow.
Forget it.
Yikes.
Forget it.
Well, maybe you're not as gay as I thought you were then.
No, I'm pretty much, on the straight and narrow there, I think, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about, bridal gowns and colors and kooky flower arrangements and stuff, you know.
Oh, well.
I wanted to hear about some wedding night action or something.
You should have asked.
I don't think I was going to go over that well, though. You know, if I was saying, hey, what do you think you got planned for later on,
There you go.
Something kooky or,
Think about videotaping that? Is that what you asked?
Something like tantric or something. I don't know. Something to get my interest. I was like so uninterested in this. I was like, oh, God.
Well, I'm glad it went well for you.
I was just hoping to see Bill Nye or something or, Sally Ride or something.